Hi, this is Funny Lady Life. This is Dottie St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry.
Hello.
Well, we have an exciting podcast. It's very exciting.
Oh, yeah. That was exciting, all right.
Oh, boy. So we got a lot of snow. It was a hefty amount. What did we get, about 15 inches?
It was a blizzard is what it was.
It was a blizzard.
It's a blizzard with the drifts and everything. Couldn't waist deep stuff.
You know, we have the two Pomeranians, Snickers and Kit Kat. And I said to Larry, they need to go to the bathroom. Now, they're little dogs. So Larry took them out, and you tell them what happened, Larry.
Little dogs, deep snow. Yeah, okay. So I took them out to go to the bathroom, you know, and I only turned my back. They went into the yard. I figured they could play in the snow. What's wrong with that? Dogs could play in the snow. Why not?
They're pampered. Dogs, but go ahead.
I figured they'd be okay. I was talking to a neighbor, man. I turned around and went looking for them. Couldn't find them. And they can, how the heck would they, you know, get out of the yard without me seeing them or whatever? So, you know, I followed the tracks like Elmer Fudd, you know. I was following the tracks. Where'd they go? Well, it looked like they went into some kind of portal or something like that because their paw marks just stopped and there was these holes in the snow. And I thought, oh, no. Oh, my God. They fell in the snow. The little dogs, and how deep is this stuff if it's beyond my knees? I'm up to my waist and drifted snow. Where the hell are they? So I panicked. Sure I did. Who wouldn't?
These are my babies. So, you know, I was concerned. So I opened up the front door, and they came running in. Thank goodness. So Larry was talking to one of the neighbors. I went back in and, you know, wiped off the dog's paws and the snow and had to cuddle them up with some blankets because they were freezing. Uh-huh. And I just let Larry go. Next thing you know, I look out the window, and he is going crazy with the snow shovel in the yard. Back and forth, back and forth. What did you look like?
Yeah, you let me go, all right. I didn't know the dog. I thought the dogs were lost. I thought they disappeared. I thought they were buried in an avalanche of snow. So I was digging. I had to dig through the yard to find out where the heck they were, and I panicked, you know, so I just kept going, you know. I just kept digging and digging, digging to China, digging through the yard like a Pac-Man maze, you know. And the next thing you know, all the neighbors are staring. They're all gathering around and like I'm nuts, I guess. They're thinking, what the hell is he doing?
Now, I was in the kitchen having a cup of coffee, so I really wasn't paying attention. Yes, I did see him with the shovel going in, but I just figured he's cleaning off the snow. You know, leave him alone.
Oh, sure. Cleaning off the snow. Why would I be digging up the whole yard?
I don't know, Larry.
You don't know.
Maybe you wanted to get some exercise. How the heck would I know?
Right.
So I'm in there, toasty warm with the dogs. We're having a good time in front of the fireplace. And Larry comes in, white as a ghost. And the dogs were on the side of the chair that I was sitting on in their little beds. And he comes in, white as a ghost. And what did you say?
Well, first let me say, I guess they must have tunneled underneath the snow or something and came out on the other side, on the street side. They must have made a tunnel, did something, because they just vanished and suddenly they reappear with you somehow.
I opened the door, never they came running in.
Uh-huh, they came running in. Oh, I don't know how they got there, but oh boy, I was panicking.
So he comes in, and face white as a ghost, and I said, Larry, what's wrong? And he said, He couldn't even talk. He's like, I don't know what to tell you, man, but I lost the dogs. I lost the dogs.
I thought they were gone forever to another dimension or something.
I had to keep a straight face, you know, because I was ready to laugh because, you know, they're laying next to me. And, you know, I couldn't let you suffer anymore, Larry. I just couldn't. I had to tell you they were in the house. I had to. So, yeah, so this is our life. This is our excitement.
Yeah, the good news is the yard is free of a few thousand pounds of snow now.
I know, you poor thing. Your back is probably uh-huh. killing you.
Yeah.
With all that. But we just wanted to share this with you because, you know, this is what happens. This is our exciting life.
Yeah, dog portal. That was something.
Thank you so much for listening to Funny Lady Life. Bye.